SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. The American people are not happy with the way Congress is handling its job. Correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
A new Gallup poll shows Americans' approval of Congress has fallen to 10%. That's barely above its all-time low of 9% back in 2015. Democrats have consistently rated the current GOP-led Congress poorly, but there's been a sharp decline of support among Republicans, dropping from 63% approval when Donald Trump was inaugurated to barely 20% now. The findings show repeated government shutdowns contributing to the disapproval. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Despite the war with Iran, the U.S. economy still appears strong and Wall Street appears bullish on the stock market. But what about the cost of fuel and filling up your tank?
Reporters questioning President Trump about the bump in gas prices since we've been at war with Iran. The president says the temporary spike at the pump, in his view, is well worth it.
And you know what they get for that? You know what they get for that? Iran without a nuclear weapon that's going to try and blow up one of our cities or blow up the entire Middle East. You want to see what shock would be?
Now, AAA and Gas Buddy say the national average for regular unleaded is $4.02 a gallon. That's down about 9 cents from a week ago. Laura Winters reports. Reporting.
Economist Steve Moore urges patience from Americans. He says gas prices will eventually go down.
We want to see that gas price come back down. Let's not forget that, you know, before this all started back in January and February, at the lowest gas prices adjusted for inflation in 50 years. So I think we can return to that. It's going to take a little while, but I'm bullish. And by the way, so are investors.
Moore, with the Committee to Unleash Prosperity, made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. The two largest wildfires in southern Georgia have burned tens of thousands of acres combined. This is SRN News. Parents are worried about social media. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The Pew Research Center has released a new report that indicates a lot of moms and dads wish their teenagers didn't spend so much time on TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram, and other platforms. The poll finds many parents think it harms their kids' mental health. Other studies have shown that social media is a largely unregulated space where adolescents can be exposed to pornography, sex trafficking, and other dangers without parental supervision. Michael Harrington reporting.
According to a new poll from the Gallup organization, interest in religion is rising amongst some cohorts of Generation Z, Americans ages 14 to 29, that much of the growth in religiosity is happening among young Republicans. The data shows that since 2022, religious attendance has increased among Republican young men and women compared to Democratic men and women. This is SRN News. The two largest wildfires in southern Georgia have burned tens of thousands of acres combined. Governor Brian Kemp says the Highway 82 fire in Brantley County and the Pineland Road fire in Clinch County have meted out unprecedented devastation.
We looked at all the records going back historically with the state. We believe that these two fires have created the most lost homes ever in the history of our state. So being the number one and two ranked fires in the country, also the most homes lost ever in a Georgia fire, really shows you just how bad these two fires are.
At least 122 homes were destroyed this week. As of Friday, Governor Kemp said a total of 38,500 acres had been burned and that another 1,000 homes are at risk of falling to the flames. More details at srnnews.com.